Welcome to the Instagram stories for Wednesday, October 15th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, there's actually going to be a lot of YouTube content. I feel like oftentimes I give Instagram so much of the spotlight on this show, but it's really good to highlight all the things that the YouTube team is working on, along with all the guidance that they're providing through their videos. We have one from Renee Ritchie from the YouTube Creator Insider team talking about how you can make corrections to a YouTube video once you've uploaded it if you don't want to repost it. Now, I will say that that title of what I just described is a little bit misleading. You can't actually edit the video. You'd have to take it down and repost it. But he shares another method where you can add a correction to the video. We'll get into that. Additionally, Lauren from the YouTube Creator Insider team shares some updates with what the team has been working on, including voice replies, courses, and other things. Also, we'll hear from the head of Instagram talking about a new safety feature they've implemented for teens on the platform to ensure that they only see content that would be rated PG-13 if it was in a movie. And lastly, the Threads team has some updates with new group chats. All of that and more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with YouTube. Have you ever uploaded a video to YouTube and then you realized you wanted to make a correction to it? Well, your main course of action would be to take that video down and repost it. But if you don't want to do that, say you've already got comments and engagement on that video, you have a new alternative where you can actually write a correction in the body of the description of the video. Here's Renee Ritchie from the Creator Insider team explaining.
You know that feeling when you post a fresh video only to realize you made a mistake and you wish you could fix it without taking down and reposting the video? Well, you can. I'm Renee Ritchie, a creator working inside YouTube, and here's how. Go into YouTube Studio, pick the video you want to correct, and hit edit. Next, go to the description field, start a new line, and type correction, colon, or corrections, plural, colon. Just like you do for a chapter, you can add a timestamp for when you want the correction to appear, or the first correction to appear, and next to the timestamp, add some text explaining the correction. If you have more than one correction, add new lines for each and every one of them. When you're done, save the changes and bing, bang, boom. From then on, anyone watching the video will also see your corrections. Now drop me your questions and follow along for more.
Okay, just to be clear, we're talking about editing the description of the video, which will highlight that correction. We're not actually talking about re-uploading the video. We're not talking about changing the video in any way. So it's a bit of a stopgap measure, but good to know that it's a quick option that you can do at any time. Now, let's move on to the other part of the YouTube news, where Lauren from the Creator Insider team shares what they've been working on.
What's up, insiders? I'm Lauren, a program manager working on our product team here at YouTube and the producer of Creator Insider. We've talked about an experimental feature called Voice Replies that enables creators to reply to comments with their voice a few times on the channel before and got some great feedback from you all. We're happy to announce that we're expanding the feature to a few hundred thousand creators on both Android and iOS, with plans to expand to more creators this year. Additionally, creators will now be able to create a voice reply using Studio Mobile as well as the YouTube main app. As a refresher, creators with the feature can navigate to one of their videos via the YouTube app, find a comment they want to respond to, tap reply, tap the Soundwave icon, record a voice reply, and then post it as a comment. Voice replies can only be left by creators on their own channel via main app or Studio Mobile, but all viewers and creators can engage with these comments. The max duration of a voice reply is 30 seconds, and creators will be able to listen to and re-record their voice reply before posting. We hope that the voice reply expansion enables more meaningful relationships between creators and their audiences. The team hopes to expand to more creators this year, so stay tuned. Up until now, courses have only been available to a small subset of creators on YouTube. Now, we're excited to share that we're expanding ad-supported courses to creators with access to advanced features this week. Courses allow viewers to move beyond individual videos and enjoy a more structured, effective learning environment that enables them to dive deeper into topics that are important to them. So, what are some of the features and benefits of designating your playlist as a course? A special course badge will appear on the watch page and playlist page, as well as in search, home, watch next, and anywhere else a course appears. Courses may be featured on youtube.com/courses for easy discovery by new audiences. A course link will be available on the watch page so that viewers can more easily find related videos from that course. Quizzes can be created and associated with specific videos in a course and will appear in the description on the watch page of that video. Viewers can track course progress in the Learn panel. Courses will appear in a dedicated tab on the channel page, and viewers who have saved at least one course will be able to find it in a dedicated section in their library called Your Courses. Courses may offer a discussion section, which is a playlist-level comment section that appears on the course playlist page, where audience members can engage with one another on more general course-related topics, ask for help, get feedback, share success stories, etc. When a viewer finishes watching all of the videos in a course, they'll receive a badge, which appears in their library. Within YouTube Studio, course owners will be able to see the views and watch time for each course and dive deeper into advanced analytics to see metrics like audience and revenue. Creators can opt out a course in Studio if they so choose by going to Content, then Courses, clicking on the three-dot menu, and selecting Set as Playlist. Course creation in Studio is currently desktop only. While you can upload videos via mobile, you'll need to add them to a course via desktop. The team hopes to expand to even more creators in the future, and we'll keep you posted here.
Okay, I'm going to stop the clip there, but if you're selling courses using a platform like Teachable or Kajabi or something similar, it might really be worth the time to look into how YouTube compares to what you are currently getting through those online course platforms and see if it makes sense to be entirely on YouTube. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, is going to share some updates for how they're going to be showing teens content on the platform that corresponds to a PG-13 rating in movies. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's move on to the Instagram news. The head of Instagram announced that teen accounts will now be guided by PG-13 ratings. This means teens will see content on Instagram that's similar to what they'd see in a PG-13 movie. Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
Today, we're going to start rolling out our biggest update to teen accounts since teen accounts launched last year. I'm a dad. I've got three boys. They're growing up fast, and I want to understand what they are going to be exposed to and what the risks are of them being online and using apps. And when we launched teen accounts, we were trying to address concerns from parents like me. And what we heard consistently is the top three concerns were unwanted contact, age-appropriate content, and overall time spent. And as we took a critical eye at our work over the last year, one of the areas we thought we had the most room to improve in was being more clear about what we even mean by age-appropriate content. What kind of content are your kids going to see if they're using an app like Instagram? And so what we've done, and we're announcing today, is we've realigned our teen content policies to be generally aligned with PG-13 ratings from the movie industry, a concept that a lot of parents, I think, can understand. So what will be the case over the next couple months as we roll this out is the content that a teen will see when using Instagram will generally be aligned with the content that they might see in a PG-13 movie. And if you as a parent want to go even a step further, you can. You can actually set up parental controls and lock down the content setting to something called limited content, which is even more restrictive than PG-13. So hopefully this helps parents better understand what their teens will be exposed to on Instagram, whether or not they even set up parental controls, and gives them some more controls to go further should they think that's appropriate for their teen. I think this is one step on a much longer path to try to be the safest platform for teens online. I'm proud of the progress, but there's a lot more to do. More to come. Peace.
Okay, let's move on to the Threads news. The head of Threads, Connor Hayes, posted on Threads that now group chats have landed and are beginning to roll out. He posted to say, quote, "You can now dive deeper into topics you love with your favorite people on Threads. We're also building invite links so you can add friends to chats with just a tap. And if you're in the EU, the full messaging experience will roll out to you soon." End quote. I will link to this Threads post in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. I don't really love the fact that there's a completely separate inbox on Threads that I can only access via the mobile app. That really needs to come to desktop or laptop as soon as humanly possible. But in the meantime, if you're a person who's using Threads heavily and you're getting into good conversations in a public forum and you want to take those into the DMs without going to Instagram, now you can start group chats on Threads. Again, I will link to this post in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. That's it for today's news. If you want to hear me do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
Instagram news got you covered. Sometimes even TikTok, relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave without a break or a pit stop. Still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job.
Pause.
Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and you gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you wanna collab. If you got some good content or you wanna run ads, at Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. One of the things I really struggle with is finding activities to do that do not involve staring at a screen. I spend time on the computer for work, then when I'm recording this podcast, then I sit down in front of the TV and maybe I play some video games or I watch a show with my wife or I do some reading on my e-reader, but all of that time is screen-driven. Even when I go for a long walk, I walk to the gym where I get on the Stairmaster and I watch TikTok. So I spend a lot of time staring at screens and therefore I'm always looking for hobbies that don't involve screens. For a long time, I have wanted to get better at skateboarding. I was not allowed to have a skateboard growing up because a kid in my area fell off his skateboard and died. And although I never met this kid, my parents were very petrified that I would fall off a skateboard and hit my head and die also. And so therefore I wasn't allowed to skateboard. In retrospect, I think I would have just bought a helmet for my kid, but that's a discussion for another time. However, I found on a Facebook group in my town, a guy who runs skateboarding lessons and he has hired some teenagers to run the skateboarding lessons at the skate park. Now I felt a little bit silly because I'll just be honest with you, I'm 45. And although I am somewhat comfortable to ride my skateboard up and down my street, I don't really feel comfortable beyond that, and I ride pretty slowly. However, I have had two lessons at the skate park, and it has been fantastic. Just the chance to get out and stare off into the distance is amazing in and of itself, but to increase my confidence on my skateboard has been fantastic. Highly recommended, and thank you for listening to me talk about something else for a little while other than social media.